It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021. Well, today I'd like to talk with you about the topic of happiness. It's something that interests all of us. And because this is the Ship Report, I'd like to talk today about seafarer happiness. So I've certainly shared with you a lot of stories over the past couple of years here about how difficult it has been to be a person working at sea during the pandemic. Long stretches away from home, inability to leave the ship many times for mariners, and so it's been a tough road. So mariner happiness has suffered during that time, but apparently things are looking up, at least according to an industry survey called the Seafarer Happiness Index. It's a real thing. It's a survey that is taken on a regular basis that assesses happiness based on feedback from workers at sea. So the latest Seafarers Happiness Index report, it's issued by an organization called the Mission to Seafarers. It's been published for the third quarter of this year. The report highlights happiness levels and says that they have increased overall to 6.59 out of 10, up from 5.99 in the previous reporting period, so up about a point. And that brings the index for happiness, which is close to 7 out of 10, brings it up to about the same level as pre-COVID times. So it's not as though everyone is overjoyed to be at sea, but at least apparently those happiness levels have kind of rebounded as the pandemic seems to be easing off. Now, the Seafarers Happiness Index is kind of an industry barometer of key issues that are facing people at sea. It's conducted every 3 months, and seafarers are asked 10 key questions about their experiences. It's an online survey. So the most recent report suggests that COVID-19-related strain on seafarers is beginning to ease, and support measures for people who work at sea have now had a chance to take effect. But challenges with shore leave and ship-to-shore connectivity remain. So what does that mean? It means that getting away from the ship when you need to, when you're supposed to, when your contract says you're supposed to be allowed to, and being able to call home or contact home when you need to, those are still big issues for people people who work on ships who are away at sea for months. Now, shore leave and extended contracts have been huge challenges since the start of the pandemic. 5% of seafarers responding to this survey said they have been away at sea for over a year, and a further 13% have served at sea for over 9 months, and the remainder reporting less than 9 months so far. But the usual period for mariners, at least people that I have talked to in the industry for years, generally say that it's common to be away at sea for a few months at a time, say 3 months at a time, followed by an equal period of time at home. Kind of the rhythm of work for a person who works at sea is to be at sea for a few months, home for a few months, at sea for a few months, home for a few months. And families adjust their life, their lifestyles around this this rhythm, which is kind of an unusual lifestyle for most of us who are used to going to work and coming home every day. But this is the reality of life at sea, and people who sign on to the maritime industry accept that as a reality. But in the pandemic, that has all been turned upside down. Some of the consequences of that, according to this survey, the challenges of balancing home life within this atmosphere of uncertainty have led many mariners who were tentatively considering a move ashore to speed up their plans to change careers. So we see people changing careers all over the place now during the pandemic, and that is also happening in the maritime industry. The report emphasizes that many seafarers are not intending to return to sea once they eventually get home. So these folks have been sitting on ships for months, for some of them over a year, and they're just fed up, so ready to change careers. So this, I'm just reading some excerpts from a press release issued about this report. There's likely to be a growing shortage of seafarers in the coming years with no clear plan in the industry to manage that and the problems ahead. The seafaring experience and expertise that is potentially going to be lost should serve as a warning to all. That's a really interesting quote, because one of the big things about experience at sea is that it tends to help with safety. And when you have a lot of people on board a ship who are new, and not completely accustomed to all the situational awareness that is required to be a mariner, that can cause problems in terms of accidents and other issues that can affect safety. Now, ship-to-shore connectivity is a long-held contentious issue. So this part of the survey refers to the ability of mariners to contact home when they need to. Now, most of us are very used to having our cell phones with us all the time and being able to call home, email, or text our loved ones when we need to, or at least when we're off work at a minimum. But many mariners at sea face months with no cell service, except briefly when a ship is in port and they can be near a cell tower. I've heard so many stories about, sailors waiting until they get into port, the ship anchors, or even asking if they can find a good spot in the anchorage so that they can get a good cell signal wherever it is that the ship stops. And when the ship is anchored, everybody comes out on deck with their cell phones because it's their chance to talk to someone that they want to speak to before the ship goes out to sea and loses that cell service, because cell towers generally do not extend out to sea. And so once they're away from shore, they just can't use their own cell phones unless the ship provides some kind of service for them. So a lot of mariners say that access on board for them, if it's even available, is prohibitively expensive or can involve really minimal data allowances that don't really allow them to do something like a video call to home. And this is a source of great unhappiness among many mariners. I mean, you might imagine, picture yourself. All of a sudden, it's like you don't have a cell phone. Many of us would feel pretty antsy about that. And so would our loved ones and the people who we are used to staying in contact with, who are used to being in contact with us. So many respondents to the survey saw the issue of internet access as one of the most telling ways of assessing how a company feels about its crews. And I've certainly talk to captains. This is an issue. Food is also another issue on a ship. I had one captain tell me a smart captain will make sure that his crew is well fed. Good food is a sign of respect and care for the crew. So needing to be able to connect to home even when they're away is a big concern and probably a significant driver for people who are leaving the profession and contemplating that. So this is a very interesting survey. It does suggest that the morale levels up a bit, but at the same time, a lot of people are going to be leaving the maritime professions after this. They just can't take being away from home for so long. So a little bit about the mission to seafarers who conducts this survey and issues it, the results. It's a worldwide support organization, philanthropic organization that supports people who work at sea. They provide help and support to the 1.5 million men and women who face danger every day to keep our global economy afloat. That's from a blurb from them. They work in over 200 ports in 50 countries, caring for seafarers of all ranks, nationalities, and beliefs. And here's an additional quote from them. Seafarers have been through so much over the past 2 years. They've been key to world trade at a time of unparalleled risk and disruption. They have kept the lights and the heat on. They have kept store shelves stocked, and they have allowed the world to hedge toward recovery. We owe them all a huge debt of gratitude and enormous respect and recognition. And if you'd like to read the latest Seafarers Happiness Index report, you can find it at happyatsea.org. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.